USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stick with it and see it through. That's what Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the United States needs to do when dealing with record high inflation. Although not saying anything specific that the administration is doing, Raimondo continues on CNN's State of the Union by saying the administration is working on curbing inflation.
The president and our team is doing everything we possibly can to get inflation under control. The reality is the cause of this inflation is the supply chain problems that were caused by COVID we're still struggling with. Putin's war is driving the price of food and gas up, and that's, you know, we can't deny that. We know Americans are struggling. And demand changes.
Rafael Nadal won the French Open for the 14th time. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Vladimir Putin says Russia will strike new targets if the United States supplies long-range missiles to Ukraine. The Russian president giving an interview Sunday to a Moscow TV channel and saying delivering new arms to Ukraine would only serve to drag out the armed conflict for as long as possible. Putin saying if Ukraine gets long-range rocket systems from the United States, Russia will use its own weapons to strike at those facilities we are not targeting. President Biden flip-flopping by saying at first he would not be supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles, then changing his mind late last week. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says that the United States should be focused on stopping shootings before they happen rather than revoking the right to own a gun from law-abiding citizens. The Louisiana Republican said Congress should be looking into the root cause of why mass shootings happen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Biden administration announced over 1 year ago that it would address the border crisis by solving its root cause with aid to Central America. However, the number of high-dollar projects initiated by the Biden administration plan have been scrapped due to corruption among South American government officials. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter joins Fox News and says the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is out of control.
Those people want to come here to America. We are the land of opportunity, and they know that. That's why they want to come here. We've got to stop this, and the way you stop it, according to the Border Patrol agents, is first of all, you build the wall. Secondly, you keep Title 42 in place. Thirdly, you enforce the Remain in Mexico policy. And fourthly, and perhaps most importantly, there needs to be consequences for these people who are crossing the border. They are breaking our laws.
The woman behind an iconic image has passed away.
The original Gerber baby has died. The baby food company made the announcement on Instagram Friday. Ann Turner Cook was born in 1926. She was only a few months old when an artist and neighbor sketched her face in charcoal. In 1928, Gerber held a contest to find a face to represent a baby food ad campaign. That neighbor, Dorothy Hope Smith, entered her sketch, noting that she would finish if she won. And the rest is history. Cook's identity was actually kept secret until 1978.
Kenneth Burns reporting for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.